What does it mean? So Rashi learns that the Brisa obviously goes with the opinion that Chad Nami Kosher by Hados Valvoz. And we only recommend L'chatchila to have three because Al Tehidan Yechidi, Kzer Hashem Yitte, but if he's a Mumcha L'Rabim, then there's no Chashash Hashem Yitte, he's such an expert, it's a crackerjack, so you don't have to be afraid Hashem Yitte. So then you revert back to the Din D'Rais. Tosis suggests that it could be that the Brisa means Afilu L'man D'Yomar, even if we should assume Shnam Shadon ain't the name Din, I mean, Atari really needs Shlosha. It could be you can say that Mumcha L'Rabim Danafir Yedachid is a Takana de Rabbanon. Hefke Bezna Hefke. However, Taisa says the last 10 lines in Taisa, Mihu Kosher, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Perik, it's the third Perik, not the fourth Perik. In the third Perik, Rosh Hashanah, Perik, Ru, Bezmashma, the Midderaisa come with the Mumcha L'Rabim. Sounds from the Gemara there like Rashi, that Mumcha L'Rabim is a Din Deraisa. Why? Because the Mishnah says, that if Edim, let's say three Rabbonim saw the Levana Balaila, so if they saw the new Moilet Halvan, if the three Rabbonim see the Levana Bayom, so the Gemara says Loite Shmig Dola Maria, then you don't have to testify in front of another Bezin. Here you have a Riyas Bezin. But there's no Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin Balayla. So for Ru Balayla, so you don't say that it's a Riyas Bezin. You can't apply the rule of Leite Shmir Gedol Riyo. So then you have to have the three Dayanim have to serve as Edim. Two of them have to serve as Edim. And testify in front of a Bezin of three that they saw the new Levon. And then that Bezin will make Kiddush HaChodesh. So it says, they have to testify in front of the Bezin of three. You can't just have them testify in front of the Bezin of one, because they na yochid neman al piatzmai. For the Kiddush HaChodesh purposes, you need a Bezin of three. So the Gemara says, what's the Kiddush? Ma'udetema, one might have thought, the neman that achad nami kosher for Kiddush HaChodesh, made a dehavia yochid mumcha, it says mumcha, the Ram dan afi, the yachidi. So I would have thought, just like over here, there's a Bryson didim ominous, that a Mumcha L'Rabim could be done all on his own. So I would have heard the same Kiddush HaChodesh. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah, the Eina Yochan Neman al Piatzmo. Why? Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, in the plural, V'edah B'Sham Moshe, V'al Aron Lema, HaChodesh HaLochem, and Ein Lecha Mumcha L'Rabim Godol Mim Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Mumcha L'Rabim. Still, the Rebbe Shalom said, he has to have Adika Aron Bahadoch, he has to have Aron with him. And then Bezin Shokos, they need a Bezin of three. So you see that Mumcha, so you see from the Gemara, Gemara's Havamina, that Mumcha L'Rabim Dan Afil Yechid is a Din D'Oraisa. If it's only a Din D'Rabbanan and it's only valid in Mammon, in the area of Mammon is based on Hefke Bezin Hefke, how can the Gemara have had a Havamina that this Hefke Bezin Hefke Takana should carry over to Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh is Isa V'Heta, you can't apply Hefke Bezin Hefke. So you see from the Gemara there that, like Rashi, the Mumcha L'Rabim Dan Afil Yechid is a Din D'Oraisa. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a Havamina to think that by Kiddush HaChodesh, Hayochid should be Neman al Pi Atzmo. Achad Nami Kosher by Kiddush HaChodesh. So good to Taina. That's Taisa's Taina. From that Gemara would appear that Mumcha L'Rabim is a din D'Oraisa. Okay. So one could reinterpret the Gemara that the Havamina, yeah, but the simple reading, the Gemara quoted this Braisa. The Havamina was based on this Braisa, yes.
Didn't we say
that
Deus that
after Bezin after
applied to
Yisra Mehetar? No. We had Machloikas Tosis was bothered with Akasha of Gertzorach Shloisha Mishpat Ksidbe. Tosis on base on base quotes that Gemara from Yevamos. Gertzorach Shloisha Mishpat Ksidbe. Where was that Tosis? Here. The Tosis based on the base of the Maschal Dibber HaKol Ein Dinei and Din. So 20 lines into the Tosis, they have in parentheses Yibamis Mem Vav on the base. They quote Rabbi Yochanan's Mem Ger Tzor Shloisha Mish Ksiv Bei. The Geris needs a Bezin. So Tosis thought a Bezin probably needs Shloisha Smuchim. So Mizmanazah nobody is Smuchim. So how can we be Mekabel Gerim Mizmanazah? So Tosis answers that we rely on Shlichus Sayon. Just like the Mechlich Hussai Milsa Deshchich of Isbechisar and Kis, and Haidos Valvas, so they made also by Geras. And the Rajbod disagreed with Tosus. The Rajbod Yivam is there, Memvav disagreed. He says that Shlichasayu means it's a takana de Rabban. Shlichasayu doesn't work by Natoira. So Shlichasayu wouldn't possibly be able to work by Isa Veheta. Tosus also agrees, Alpi Pashtus. If Shlichasayu would have been a takana de Rabban, in the area of Mominus, and all takanas de Rabban rest on the principle of Hefker Bez and Hefker, it can't apply to Isa Veheta. Isa Veheta. Hefker Bez and Hefker only applies to Dini Mominus, can't apply to Isa Veheta. So that was a machlokes, the thesis, that's the first nesivus, in Menalas of Cotton Aleph, whether Shlichusayu is the Raisa de Rabbanon. If Shlichusayu only works with the Rabbanon based on Hefke Bez Nefker, then there's no machlok. Everyone would agree it only works in Didi Mamas, doesn't, can't work in Isa Veheta. Yeah, here we had, I think we already discussed yesterday, no? If the Reish Galusa gives someone Rishus Lodun, in Tolo Yishalmu, that's based on Rosh Goliyah Shebibovim Mokam Melechem Omdim. That's how the Rambam writes, because based on the Gemara, Lo Yostu Shevid Mi Yehuda, Eilu Rosh Goliyah Shebibovim. Shevid means the Malchus should be from Yehuda. Mechoykik Mi Bei Raglov Ade Eilu B'nei Bonim Shel Hilol Shemelam in Tolo Rambam. Mechoykik means Talmid Chacham Hor Paskenim Shailas. So the Koyach of the Nasi to pater im tola yishalmu, that's based on hefke bezna hefke. Hefke bezna has the right to be mafke. The koyach, the authority of the reish galusa to be mafke someone's moment to say tola yishalmu, that's based on dina machus adina. So the Gemara says that mehocha lahasam paters, if the reish galusa gives someone rishus that tola yishalmu, that rishus would even work in Eretz Yisrael. Why? So the Dvar Avram has a tshuva where he quotes the Rishonim on this Gemara. I think we reviewed it yesterday, no? That really Hefker Bez Nefker is a branch of the din of Dina Machus Adina. The basic din is Dina Machus Adina. And the role of Dina Machus is not that the Melech should paskin Dina HaTorah. No, the Melech should paskin Dina Malchus for the purpose of maintaining law and order. He should see to it that the people don't rip each other off. He should make rent control. If he thinks that it's reasonable, he should have maximum prices that you can charge for certain necessities. If you want to buy ice cream, so you can charge whatever you want. But if you want to sell milk and cheese and eggs and meat, these are basic things that people need to live on. So they have to have controls for all of the prices. Then you have to have minimum wages. So that's the obligation of the government. That's Melech Mishpat Yamarez. That's not a din in the Chumash. There is no pasuk in the Chumash that you can derive. It's understood in order to maintain a country. You have to have those kind of laws. If the government isn't taking care of it, then the Bezna has the right to function as if they are the government. The Bezna can write. But the main, in this whole union of Tola Yishalmo, this is to encourage the top doctors and the top Dayanim to stay in the field. And the Sefta and Gittin is put together. Middle of Gittin, you have all the Takanas, but they take an Oilam. So these two Takanas are one next to the other, and the Bryce is in the Sefta. That Roife Shekilkel, if the doctor harmed the patient accidentally in doing treatment, that he's chayiv to pay. But if he's an expert doctor and the government gave him a ptur, either the Reish Galus or the Nasi gave him a ptur, to encourage him to stay in the field, so then he doesn't have to pay. He spoke about the three-way contradiction in the Tosefta, the three Toseftas. One Tosefta says, by Rofe Shekil Kol Chai, one says Potter, one says Potter Medeon and Mechai Medina Shemaim. How do you resolve the three? So the Yosemech explained that the one Tosefta that says Chayiv, that's in the end of Perek Sheni in Bava Kama. And in the end of Perek Sheni appears the Mishnah, Adam Ud Luyonim Beim Shogig Beim Mezid Beim Yonis Beim Rotzen. So Adam Amazik pays Beim Mezid Beim Mezid Beim Rotzen and so on. The Gemara says that's only Nezik. Boshes you only pay if Niskabein Levayush, or at least Niskabein Lachbol Bechaveiro. So the Reife for sure is not going to have to pay Boshes, because he wasn't at all. He was Kaben Letoivosa. He wasn't Niskabein neither Levayusho nor Lachbobo. And even the Tzar Ripoy Shevis, the Gemara says there, the end of the second paragraph of Bava Kama, that you only have to pay tzarit b'shevis if there was miktas pshia. If there was no pshia at all, if he should have been more careful, if there was no pshia at all, you only pay nezik. That's only a nezik. So the one tosefta that says chayiv, that's at the end of the second parak in Baba Kama, that means chayiv nezik. The other tosefta that says potter, that's in corresponding to parak achayivim, where it lists off all the hamisha dvarim. The tosefta is going the same order of the mishnayos, but the tosefta adds on more details. Then the tosefta that says potter medayadim b'chayiv deiru shamayim, that's in the middle of Gittin, when you have all the takanas with the Rabbanon. If it starts off in the beginning in Perek HaShalech HaTakana D'Rabbanon with respect to sending a get, being mebatel shliach shalei b'fanav, and the Yishuv won't know that the get wasn't batel. She's going to be married thinking that she's divorced. So they made a takana D'Rabbanon there. Then the Tosefta, then the Mishnah lists off more takanas from Tantikan Oilam. Then the Tosefta lists off more than you have in the Mishnah. So the Tosefta lists off both of these. This p'tur that we pata, the top notch, the top 5-10% of doctors, and the top 5 or 10% of dayanim, we pata them in order to encourage them to stay in the field. That's also not the sefta. So that is in order to encourage them. So mikra din, the reifa shekilkel should be chayv nezik. That was the first of sefta in Baba Kama. But they pata him edini adam because like you can declare bankruptcy, you have to give the guy a break. He won't be able to, if a person makes one mistake in life, won't be able to ever come back to make a normal panasa. So over here also, they have to pat the roifer shekilkel, otherwise he's, for the rest of his life, he'll be paying off the chayvus. They won't want to stay in the field of medicine. So it's pat medinadim, but baba lots is a shemaim. He really should pay the money, he really should pay the nezik, because mikra din deraisa, he is chayv. Yeah. So that's why over here the Gemara says Mehocha Lohasam, if he has rishus from the Reish Galus, that certainly will help in Eretz Yisrael, because the Reish Galus, the Bezdan in Eretz Yisrael functions when the government isn't doing what the government is supposed to do. So the Bezdan functions if they're the government. But the government, the Melech, is the Reish Galus, not the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So that for sure, the Reish Galus gives a p'tur to Olai Shama. That for sure applies even in Eretz Yisrael. Then mehosam lahacha, if the nasi gives rishus, that's only an Eretz Yisrael ispata. That's not, that rishus is not going to help. Mehosam lahacha is not going to help. Lo mahani, shema mina doesn't know. Then we had the two cases, the two nephews of Rav Chiya were going to Bavel, and they wanted smicha. So Rav Yira Nasi gave one of them a full smicha. Yori Yodin Yat Bechoris, and the other one gave Yori Yodin. It didn't give Yat Bechoris. Gemara says why? So the Gemara says that that Rav spent 18 months on a farm. Shmanu Asa Chadosh and Galdalti Etzel Rabbe Malay Days and Mum Kolays and Mum Meiver. So he knew very well what it was. That was on the top of Hayam Base, the butterfly on the top. So he was an expert in that. So how come Rebbe didn't give him a smicha on the Yad HaBecheres? What's a din of smicha on the Yad HaBecheres? What is that all about? So min HaTorah, once the animal has a mum kavua, is he allowed to shecht it by all other korbanos except for Bechor HaMaisa? When a korban has a mum kavua, you have to be paid it, and then the money is nitfas b'kedusha, whatever the korban, chatas, osham, oil, shlomim, whatever happens to be, korban Pesach. But by Bechor HaMaisa, these are the two exceptions to the rule, Psukim and Chumash. The Bechor HaMaisa, you don't need any pidyum. Once he gets a mum kavua, so it's Yotze L'chum without any pidyum. That's the only thing that's relevant. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi here, Rav, they lived years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So they know what the Korban is. The only Korban is you have is Bechor Behemoth Torah, it's Kodesh Meirechem. After the Churban Bayis, the Tanoim made Exeret the Rabbanon named Magdishin. You're not allowed to be Magdish anything because it's just going to be Bola Dei Takola. What are you going to do with a behema roaming around? A person was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, I'm going to set aside, going to designate a korban chatos. What are you going to do? You can't be makrevit. It's going to roam around until someone's going to be moel behegdish, because someone's going to shecht or shchut yechutz. So they made a gzeret derabbanon, a magdish. You're not allowed to be magdish anything bisman hazeh. But b'chor is kodesh meirechun, b'chor is kodesh by itself. So when the b'chor gets a mum kavua, so automatically it's mutter to shecht it chutz l'migdosh. So they made a din mit rabbanon that is not automatic. You have to have rias mumen. You have to have either a beznav 3 or a beznav 1 mumche. Either shloshah yotz. That's pattern after hataras nadorim. Bahataras and Dorm, the Gemara learns out from Psukim and Chumash that either Shlosha Editis could be Mata Neder or a Yochid Mumcha. It's a pattern after that, they made such a din by Rias Mumin. It's not at all the same as Hataras and Dorm. Hataras and Dorm, they don't have the power to be Mater and Neder. What they can cancel his Neder. He took a Neder. Hech Matzina Zoysev is a Mater. The person took a Neder, it's binding. L'yachol Devorah, how did the Bezna have the ability to undo the Neder? The answer is, they declared that it was a Neder B'toris. They ask him, did you realize what you're getting yourself into? And if you would have realized that you're going to get into big trouble because of this, would you have taken a Neder? So if he says in all honesty, no, I would not have taken a Neder. So it's a special din. We declare, the Bezna declares that it's a Neder B'toris, and it's a Gloy Milson Mafreya, the Oikra Neder Meikor. There never was a Neder.
One is it only
Darabonim
to have a
based in
Bapur?
Yeah, Bapur is only Midrabonim, yeah. Menatar, once you have a mum kavu, it's in Mutal Ishchot. So it's only required Midrabonim. And what's required Midrabonim is, I treat it as if it's only Mutal Mikana Lahabo. When you ask a Chacham a Shaila, let's say Basim Bukhalab Shaila. So the Chacham Paskin, Hashan Hilchas Trefus, whatever. So till you ask the Chacham, you should need it. It may be that it's Trefus. After yes, can now you allow to eat it? It's only mutam ikar al habo. No, the Chacham tells you, it was never basim b'chalav. It was never treif. It was always mutter. So it's a gloy melz ma'afreir. It was always mutter. And over here is not so. By rias mumin midrabbana, we declare that some machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, in the middle of maseches Beitza and maseches Shabbos, and we assume that it's only mutam ikar al habo. Let's say the farmer didn't know. The pchor be'matorah breaks a leg. The leg is cut off. It's a mum kavua. It's not going to grow back. The leg is not going to grow back by itself. Absolutely mum kavua. But he didn't have the benefit of a bezin of three or a one mumcha to paskin that is a mum kavua. So if he shechted it, and then someone tells him, what did you do? You're supposed to have a bezin declare that it's a mum. So he's going to take the bezin, they'll look at the dead animal, and say, yeah, it's a mum kavua. So the Gemara says, we paskin, it's no good. Can't say it's a glory, mostly my prayer was always a mum kavua. The nature of the din, true, it's patterned after Hataras and Dorm that you have either Shlosha Hedyoita, so you have Yochid Mumcha, who's an expert on Mumin, but it's not at all the same as Hataras and Dorm. But Hataras and Dorm, the Chacham is Oikar Neder Meikar, because the Bezdin or the Chacham declare the Neder was always a Neder Betos from day number one, so the Neder was never Chal. But over here by the Mumin, the din Midrabbanan is, that's the way we pass, and the din Midrabbanan is only Matam Mikan al Habo. Not Oika, the whole thing Meikor. That's why you're not supposed to have Rias Mumin on Yontif. If you're Mafrish Trumas and Mises on Shabbos and Yontif, that's called Misak and Mona. Because until you Mafrish it, it's an Isetevel, you're not allowed to eat it. The Kanal Habod, there's no more Isetevel. So that's Misak and Mona, Midirabonim. Or the same thing, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, a person has a Hados that has a Nov of Mirube Me'alov. It has more berries than it has leaves. So the mission says that hadas is possible to use it. What if you pull off the berries? You pull off enough berries, you never see those because they pull off all the berries before they sell them. I remember once over here in Broyers, when they were selling the Dalaminim, so the one who sells it is a learned Tam Chacham, he's one of the Rebbe's in Broyers. So he left on the berries to show the customers that there is such a thing, that it exists. So the Mishnah says, Eimimata miyontav, you're not allowed to pull off the berries on Shabbos and Yontav, because that's Masakah money. You had a posel ahodas, now you make it kosher. So if you're machshed, you're not allowed to. What if they ask a shayla to the Rav on Shabbos and Yontav in Basim Cholov, Hilchus Treifus? That's not called Masakah money. If he says it's mutter, turns out it was always mutter from day number one. He's not mutter at Mikana Labo. The Balabas wasn't allowed to eat it till he asked the shayla, because it may be treif, because he doesn't know. But once the Rav says it's mutter, it's a glow milsim affair that it was always mutter. But Rias Mumim, that's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So we pass on that the nature of the takana de rabbanon, the whole rias mumin is only needed mid rabbanon. The farmer knows on his own that it's a mum kavum and atara he can shecht it. It's only needed mid rabbanon. We pass on like the time that it's only mata mikana lahabo. It's not oikad, not mata la mafreya.
But in Bar Mitzvah, it never comes with the megos gaius, that it's only
Megas guy is that's by Haforas Habal. When the husband is Mefer the Dorim, the Gemara says in Nozir that it's Megas guy. But when the Chochem is Mata Neder, the Gemara says Mekaraka. It's not Megas guy. That's one of the differences between Haforas Habal and Hataras HaChochem. Atoros HaChochma Zoyka the Neder Meikor, because it declares that it was a Neder B'toyz. So there never was a Neder. The Gemara has the comment on the Mishnah, man is Mekadosh and Isha, Almanah Shein Oleho in the Dorim. He doesn't want to, Yep Shebi Isha Nadranis. He doesn't want to have a wife who's bound with Nidorim. So if she nimsa la Nidorim, so the Kedushin is not chal. But what happens if she goes to a bezin later on and then matter only Nidorim? So it's a glory in Nisal and Mafred that at the time that he married her, there never was a netter. Even though she was matter netter a month after they got married, we say, Chacham Oikar Nenim Eikorai, so it comes out the Kedushin was chal, because it was true. She was an Isha, Shein ala Nidorim. Because by Hatoras HaBezin, it's Matad, it's Oika Nedim Eikor. By Haforas HaBal, that's the Gemara in Nozir, that the Baal is only Meifim Mikanal Habo. It's a difference. Let's say a person took a Nedim and then they violated Nedim. They took a Nedim, not the potato chips, and they went and they violated it. So if the Chochem is Matad and Nedim later, so Gloy Milson and Mafred, there never was an Avera, and the person will not get Malkus, even though they ate the potato chips before the Hatoras and Dorm was made. But if the husband is made for the neder, her husband's hafar is only mikadal habo, and the woman ate the potato chips before the husband was made for the neder, so she's going to get malchus. That's the Gemara in Nazir. So again, so the Gemara discusses, why didn't Rebbe give the full smicha yori yod yat b'choris to Rav? Is it because he wasn't so familiar with the biology of the animals? No, he spent 18 months on a farm, leideis amum koveis amum ivra. No, to learn all of that. Ella the Gemara gives two explanations. Either lachalak lakov l'rabbi barchona, because Rav was much greater than Rabbi Barchona. So if Rav is going to have the full smicha, no one's going to ask any shaylos of Rabbi Barchona. But now that the Rav didn't get the full smicha, so Rabbi Barchona will also get some customers to come ask him shaylos. That's one reason. Maybe this itself is the reason. So they write on the side, look in your day, Reshman Beisif Tez. This line, Iboy Zem, is quoted Lahaloch and Yerideh, that because Rav was such an expert, he knew better than most people. He would be mater, a mum kavua that other people would think is really a mum oiva. Others would be machman, he would be mekel. And because he was too much of an expert, that would constitute a psaka tamua la rabim. The people might get confused. There'll be medabim milson milson and say, oh, Rav is mater such a mum, it's really a mum oiva. So you can be mater other mumim also. And it's not so. The Gemara says when it comes to biology, you can't use svaris. When it comes to trefis, you can't use svara. Biology is biology. Like in chemistry also, you can't use svaris. This chemical does make an explosion. That chemical does make an explosion. You mix them together, it does make an explosion. So you can't ask how come? Akasha femaisa. That's the way the Rebbe Shalom created the world. So the Gemara says, by treifus also, you can't be medamim milsa and milsa. You cut off the leg over here, it'll be a treifa. If you cut it up higher up, closer towards the knee, it won't be a treifa. A Mishnah like that, a fulim. So that's what the Gemara says. Iboy seima, Rabbi Yudah Anasi didn't want to give Rab the full smicha, yata b'choris, because he was afraid it'll be, Rab will give a psak hatamul, the Rab in the middle will be misunderstood. So that's quoted Lalocha. There are more quotes than in Yerideya, that a Chacham has to be careful not to give a psak that could be misunderstood. Today we don't have any real smicha. There are more in Yerideya. In the third Chelik Yerideya, you have all the laws of Hilchus Tamir Chachanim, Hilchus Hayrosi Sevehetta. So there are more there quotes from the Abar Benel, that we don't have any real smicha bizman hazeh, because the shalshelas ha-smicha has to be yishim p'yish ha-mosh ha-beinu. Shalshelas ha-smicha was broken a long, long time ago, centuries ago, in the days of the Amaroim. But the smicha that we have is imitation smicha. So who instituted this imitation smicha? So the Gemara says, this is the takana de Rabbon. They made a takana shemaisa shahoya, around 12 lines from the top of Hamad Beis. Ma'aseh Shoya the Tanya, Pamach Salach Rebbe Lamokh Mechon, Rabbi Yudah Anasi visited a certain village, and he saw the people, the dinners at an Eretz Yisrael HaChatchila, you're supposed to bake bread with Tahari. It really shouldn't be Mitami Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be Mitami, because anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mafish Chumas and Maisus, you have to be Mafish Chala. And it's not right to have Tomidika Chuma, Tomidika Chala. So you should try to keep everything but tahara. The Gemara discusses how much do you have to go out of your way. Let's say the kelim I'm going to use are tamei. So how much time do I have to waste? How far do I have to go out of my way in order to be toivah lekelim, in order to be megabel de isa b'tahara, to avoid making peris eretz yisrael tamei? Gemara says you have to spend a little bit of time, not too much time. So he saw all the people were making all the bread betumah. So he asked, how are you talking? What happened? There's a din. You have to lechatchila try to make everything, all the peris eretz yisrael b'tahara. So they told him that a Talmud came, and he told them that water from puddles, water from a swamp, is not machshir lekabel tumah. Maybe bitzoyim is not machshir lekabel tumah. Only water, rainwater, water from the tap, whatever, water from the puddle is not. So he said, what? Who said that? Oh, turns out the Talmud spoke a different dialect of Hebrew. And he told them, may beitzim are not machshir lekabel tumah. May beitzim is like may peris. The only thing that's machshir lekabel tumah, we discussed yesterday, no, the other day. There are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Adam, mekelim, ochlim, and mashkim. So ochlim is only mekabel tumah if it has hechsher. That's the pasuk, kiyuta mayim alzer, that we spoke about yesterday. So you have to rinse off the apple with water. You have to rinse off the food with water in order to should be hechsher lekabel tumah. So the pasuk says, kiyuta mayim alzer, mayim. And the Torah Shema Alpeh says that there are seven mashkim. There are zayim mashkim that are machshir lekabel tumah. May peris are not machshir lekabel tumah. And may beitzim is not really may peris. Raw eggs is not really may peris. It has the same status as may peris, but again to this halacha that are not machshir lekabel tumah. So the Talmud told them that may beitzim are not machshir lekabel tumah. They misunderstood. They thought that he said may bitzoyim, water from a swamp, is not machshir lekabel tumah. So from that time on, they made a takonim. Talmud al yore, no one should pass on any shailas. Why? Why did need the tilis rishus? And that's what smicha is all about today. In Yiddish, in Europe, they used to call it heter hayroa. They didn't call it smicha. They called it heter hayroa, permission to paskin. Yeah. And what is the Rebbe supposed to check before he gives the heter? He's supposed to check whether the Talmud knows the halachas. Okay. Has to give it exams. Good. And then he has to find out whether the Talmud speaks clearly. Does he have a good pronunciation? And is he a good speaker? If he's going to talk, if he's going to have a poor diction, he's going to say, instead of saying may beitzim, he's going to pronounce it, mispronounce it, may bitzoyim. So that's terrible. So then it's going to cause a kilkel. So before you give the smicha today, the smicha is at the rairoa, you have to make sure the talmidim know the halachas. They have to pass written exams, and they have to take a course in public speaking, and they have to make sure that their accent is proper. Let's say a student from Australia comes to America, he wants a rabbonis. He talks a different English. Rabbi Abner Weiss used to be a rabbi in Riverdale, in the shul in Riverdale. So he was from South Africa. So I remember once we were in his shul for a Shabbos, so the rabbi was speaking in English. So one of the women said to my wife, doesn't he speak a beautiful Yiddish? He didn't speak Yiddish, didn't understand Yiddish. The woman thought he was talking Yiddish because she didn't understand one word of English that he was saying. So before the Rebbe gives smicha to the Talmud, heter hayroa, you have to make sure he knows the din. You have to make sure he speaks English with our accent, unless he's going to go back to function as a rabbi in South Africa. Okay, but you can't. The main reason why they made this takana that you need heter hayroa is because of the pronunciation, mispronunciation of the words. At that time they made exam. Talmud al yom not to reshus me rabbi. Fine. What's the issue of lesisa? What's the issue? Mutar lil tzchitim bePesach. Lesisa is like this: kernels of grain grow from the ground, so they're all dirty. All has dirt on it, has earth on it. So if you're just gonna take the kernels and grind them up the way they are, then your flour is gonna be black or brown. And the matzah, so the bread is going to be dirty. So what they always do is they wash off all the kernels of grain. So they wash it off with water to clean it, so it's going to turn into chametz. If you let it sit long enough, it's going to turn into chametz. So that's called lesisa. That's called bleached flour. On the bag of flour, all the flour in America is all bleached flour. In Russia, they probably still have some vocation where they don't bleach the grain, and they don't do lesisa. So the Gemara has three different opinions. What's the story of lesisa? For matzahs for Pesach. So one opinion is you're not allowed to do l'sisa. It may turn into chametz, and it's more so, especially so, leil haseder, because you need shmura matzah. Ushmartem esa matzais. Ushmartem esa matzais. The Torah Shebaal Peh has a drasha that you read it as if it were written. Ushmartem esa mitzvahis. That mitzvah bol liotcha al tach mitzeno, because the pasuk is talking about chametz and matzah. Ushmartem esa matzais. Don't let the matzahs become chametz dik. So the drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh is ushmartem esa mitzvahis. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, do it quickly. Don't waste time. Don't wait. Don't postpone. Don't delay. Mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzeno. But the original din is on shmura on the matzah. So the matzah Pesach night should be shmura. So more so, you should be careful not to rinse off the grain that you're going to make the flour from, that you're going to make the matzahs for Pesach night. That shmura matzah shouldn't be achshash of chimitz. The other opinion, Amaroim. Three opinions on Amaroim. It's in Psochem Daf Mem. Mem Amar Aleph, Mem Amar Beis is the whole Gemara. The other opinion, Amaroim, no, there's no problem. Mutalilsos, you're allowed to be loises for eating for the rest of Pesach, eating for the first night of Pesach, that's not a problem. You'll be careful. You'll rinse it off with water and you won't let it sit so long. You rinse it off, one, two, three, and sure. And then the third opinion is that it's a mitzvah liltos for the matzahs, for the Seder, matzahs for the rest of Pesach. If you want to, you're allowed to be loises. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But for the Seder night, you want that it should be shmura matzah. So shmura matzah means you put it in the risk of becoming chametz. You mixed it with water, and then you were careful that it shouldn't become chametz. So not only should you mix it with water to knead the dough before you bake it, you should rinse it off with water beforehand also, a mitzvah liltos. You have to put the grain in the risk of becoming chametz and watch it and be careful with it that it shouldn't become chametz. If you don't put it in the risk of becoming chametz, so then what's the shmura? Shmura means that it was running a risk of becoming chametz. You were careful it didn't become chametz. So those are the three opinions in the Gemara. Also liltos, muta liltos, or mitzvah liltos. If you hold mitzvah, then it's only for the matzahs leil haseder. That has to be shmura. The rest of Pesach doesn't have to be shmura.
Doesn't Rashi himself explain that l'sisa is a soaking, so that the ketisha is easier? Like to take off the bran? That you're soaking.
They soak it a little bit, the Radvaz writes, or Radvaz lived in Egypt in the 1500s, so he says that now, the way they do the sisa now, they soak it for a whole half a day. So he says today, it's not the same as in the days of the Gemara. In the days of the Gemara, that was called Kemach Ben Ashuk. You buy flour from the marketplace, so they always bleached the kernels of grain before they made it into flour. So that was l'sisa. So mikra din l'sisa is not a problem for Pesach. And it's just a hidur. If you hold also lilto, so it's a hidur. But the Radva says that bizman hazeh, that they started to soak it for hours and hours and hours, he says that's a real chashash chametz. And some say it's a chashash of chametz nukshe. Others say, no, it's a chashash of real chametz, chametz dagen gomer. Here in America, about 15 years ago, there was a scandal that was written up in all the newspapers, that the federal government penalized a lot of flour companies. When they sell you a stack of flour that weighs 5 pounds, so they were cheating all the customers. It didn't have 5 pounds of flour. It had 4.99 pounds of flour, and they put in as many drops of water. Water is heavier than flour. Flour is fluffy and it's light. So you have to have a lot of flour to add up to 5 pounds. So they put in as much water as possible, not to be detected. The water should be, if you've got to pour in a whole cup of water, so it's going to be a slush. So the customers are going to open up the bag of flour. They're going to see that it's full of water. But they cheated the customers. They put in the maximum amount of water that it was possible to put in without being detected. So when the federal government, someone must have blown a whistle on them. When the federal government found out, so they penalized all of the flour companies for cheating the public. So, but this came about because they're so much in the habit of doing l'sisa. They bleach the flour, so they soak it for hours before they grind it up to make the flour. So in America, it's not called kemech men ashuk. The flour in America is not, that's a shayla. If a person is machmer not to sell chametz dagen gomer, mechiras chametz is, we call in halachic terminology, it's a harama, it's a legal fiction. You're not really interested. I'm not really interested. I'm not in the business of selling groceries. I don't have a grocery store. I have a private home. I usually don't sell groceries. If my next door neighbor ran out of something, so usually I'll give him a matana or I'll sell him something, whatever. But I don't sell all of my groceries. Comes Pesach, all of a sudden we sell everything to the guy and then we buy it back. So that's a legal fiction. Legally, I made mechiras chametz. It's not shalit. The chametz belongs to the guy, so there's no bayura by matzah. But that's a legal fiction. That's just a haram in order to avoid violation of bayura by matzah. So the Bchor Shor is a sefer on Psachim. Bchor Shor has a chiddush based on the Gemara, the end of Masech HaShabbos, that you're not permitted to do a harama to avoid a dinder, right? So you're only allowed to do a harama to avoid a dinder abba. So he says, la'alocha, you shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz with respect to chametz dog and gomor, because real chametz is balyura deraisa. But on taruvas chametz, if you have cake or cookies or something like that, devil dogs. So that's real chametz. Rive of it, more than 50% of it is the flour. So that's called chametz dog and gomor bien. But if you have some product that has a little bit of chametz in it, but it's less than 50%, so that's called taruvas chametz. Taruvas means a rive het and a miyot iser, and the iser is not niker. So that's called taruvas chametz. So taruvas chametz, Rabbi Natam holds in the Tosis, the first Tosis in Psachim, on the first Mishnah, that taruvas chametz is only bal yoreh de rabbanim. So the Bchor Shor says, with respect to taruvas chametz, where the Rabbi Natam says only bal yoreh de rabbanim, you can rely on the Rabbi Natam to permit haram. You're allowed to sell to the goy. You're allowed to practice mechiras chametz. But on real chametz dog and gomer, that's not right. You shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz. So the question is, what if you have sacks and sacks of flour? You didn't mix it with water yet. You didn't open up the sacks of flour yet. So do you have to? Are you allowed to sell them to the goy? Or if you have this chumra, not to rely on mechiras chametz, on chametz bien, maybe you have to sell it to a goy and let him keep it. You shouldn't buy it back, or you should throw it out in the garbage. You should burn it. Do you consider the kemach min hashuk in America? Do you consider the regular bleached flour? Is it considered a chumrah that you treat it like chametz? Or is it a chashash of chametz dog and gomer? So that is the chemin has a whole essay. He quotes the Radvaz and the others. And as the years kept on going on, so the achrayim were more concerned. They said, maybe you should consider it like chametz dog and gomer. Maybe you shouldn't even rely on mechiras chametz, according to that Bchor Shor. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to encourage the Balabatim and the yeshiva boys that they shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz on chametz dog and gomer. Yeah, in the stores, if you have a grocery store and you have tons of chametz, so you don't tell him that he has to burn it. So then he said, so you should make a separate shtar mechira. You shouldn't rely on a mechira shtar mechira klali. You should make a mechira protas on that. That was always the minig that storekeepers would sell a chametz. So schnapps, he said. Schnapps, many achrenim hold as chametz dog and gomer. So if a fellow has a liquor shop, so he has no choice. So he has to rely on the haram, even if you hold that a chametz dog and gomer. But if it's a private person, that's a question. So more correct is we should treat the schnapps and we should treat the flour as chametz dog and gomer. So that's the issue of lesisa. That's bleaching the flour. I used to be Machpin, but I printed a whole essay where I explained that I think the whole thing is a mistake. I don't agree with the Bchor Shor. I thought it wasn't right. I thought that's not Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. He quotes the Gemara and Shabbos that you're not allowed to do Harama on a Din Deraisa, you're allowed to do on a Din Derabba. So I thought he misunderstood the whole Gemara. Yeah. So that's the story with Lassis. Okay. Then the Gemara has a Din. Rapriya, the question what the Girsa is, Rapriya finds a Kohen who's in the cemetery. That's the Girsa that it says by us. Rashi quotes from Asecha Shvias Yerushalmi that it's not that he met a Kohen in the cemetery, met a Kohen in Chutzlords. And a Chutzlords is a din with the Rabbanon, Tumas Eretz Amim. The Tanoim, the Chachamim, made a Gzer the Rabbanon. You treat all of Chutzlords like a big cemetery. And just like a kohen is not permitted min haTorah to go to a real cemetery because Tumas Meis, a kohen is not permitted to go to Chutzlords because midrabbanon all of Chutzlords is considered like one big cemetery. Yeah. So, but Zman HaZeh, we have a lot of kohen who live in Chutzlords. You have kohen who live in Eretz and they come to America to raise money for their different moisness. So what's going on? Panim Jerob was a kohen. There's so many Rabbi Kohanim was a kohen. There's so many kohanim. So how come everybody's mezalzal on this din? Rashi quotes him from the Yerushalmi that's what the story, that's what really happened over here. So Rebbe Akiva Eger on the bottom of the page in Yeridei, the end of Yeridei, you have the Hilchos Tumas Kahanim. So Rabbi Kerega quotes from the Marikash, that's I think Rabbi Yankov Castro, who's a Sfardish Poisek. He says that Bizman Hazeh, since the whole din of Chutzlar is only with the Rabbanon, so the minig is to rely on the Shitas Haravid. What's the Shitas Haravid? There is Machlekes, the Rambam and the Haravid. If a Kohen, let's say, went to the funeral of one of his seven relatives, and he was metami to the mace today, that's permissible. It says in Chumash Lo Yitama, he's permitted to do that. We paskin is even obligated. Machlekes Rabbi Kiva Mishmol. We paskin like Rabbi Kiva that Lo Yitama is a choyba. He's obligated to. But I'll call upon him. The Kohen attended a funeral, and he's tummy mace today. And if he wants to become tahor, he has to have paraduma water. He's a tahor ala tummy b'yom hashlishi b'yom arvi. What is today? Today is Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is the Yom HaShlishi. And then next Monday will be the Yom HaShvi. So if there'll be paraduma water, so the person went to the Kohen, went to a funeral today, has to have Hazar Shlishi for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he has to have Hazar Shvi on next Monday. And then he's able to go to the mikveh and to become Tahar. Then the Tosfos and Megillah adds on, for Perek Megillah, Tosfos shows from Mishnayos and Parah that in order to be mekabel the hazor shlishi, in order to be mekabel the hazor shvi, he has to go to the mikveh. He has to go to mikveh three times. He has to go to mikveh on shlishi that they should be able to do hazor shlishi on him. He has to go to the mikveh on shvi. He should be able to be mekabel hazor shvi. And after he had the hazor shlishi shvi, then he goes to mikveh the third time. That's the real tefillah, and that's mitareh. People make a mistake. They think Hazar Shlishi Shvi becomes Tahar. He doesn't become Tahar. Hazar Shlishi Shvi put him in a situation that now he's able to be Tovel in the mikveh to become Tahar. Fine. So the Rambam is of the opinion that even though the Kohen touched the mace today and he let go, he's going to touch another mace today, that'll be an Issa Derais. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. How will that be an Issa Derais? If he touches a mace today and Hazar Shlishi Shvi would have been able to be on Thursday and Monday of next week, and then tomorrow he touches another mace and he pushes off the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, so then he's Maisev Tumal Tumasai, because he touches a mace tomorrow, that's Wednesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he can't begin to have Hazor Shlishi till Friday, and then the Hazor Shvi is going to be next Tuesday, so he's postponing the possibility of becoming Tohar a day, so that's Maisev Tumal Tumasai. But if he touched a mace today and he lets go, and then he touches again the mace, it's not Moshev Tumal Tumasa, he's not adding anything on, it's the same, he needs the same Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So the Ravid says it's all, everything is in the Gemara Nazir, it's just a question, how do we paskin, and how do we read the Sugya Nazir, it's a whole Sugya. So the Ravid holds that there's no Isser over there. That's the question, is that what the Ravid said? Is that what the Ravid said? It could be that the Ravid said there's no Malkus. The Rambam says that you get Malkus. If you touch the mace and you let go, then you touch another mace. The Rambam says you like, and the Ravid disagrees. So then the Ravid says, and the burden of proof is on the one who wants to give Malkus. You, Rambam, want to say that the Kohen gets Malkus if he touches another mace on the same day. So he says, the burden of proof is on you. How do you know? He doesn't think there's Malkus. So the Mishlam Melech writes in one place that he thinks maybe he raised the possibility. Maybe the Rav meant is only Malka. Maybe the Rav only meant is no Malkas, but he didn't mean that it's Mutter. And then the Dogel Mevava, that's the Horus of the Nadi Bihuda, on the side of the big Yeridah, Dogel Mevava writes that there's a... Somebody showed him that the Rav and the Tumim Deim, that's a collection of Chubas of the Rav, the Rav and Tumim that writes Beferish, that he only meant to say that there's no Malkas. He never said that it's Mutter. He doesn't say who showed him. So the one who showed him was the Chassam Sofer, when the Chassam Sofer was a teenager, and he learned by Rav Nosson Adler in Frankfurt, and then the Balabatim kicked out Rav Nosson Adler from Frankfurt because he didn't follow all the rules and regulations. He decided he's going to pronounce davening like a Taimani, he's going to daven Nusach Ari, he's going to do all kinds of unusual hanhogas. He had different shitas that the Yakas couldn't put up with him, so they kicked him out. So the Chassam Sofer was a Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler. So when he left Frankfurt, so he left with him. So there was a period of time where Rav Nosson Adler was on the outskirts of Prague, when the Nadi Behuda was the rabbi in Prague, and Rav Nosson Adler was on the other side of the river. So I don't know why they didn't go to meet each other, but they didn't. So the Chassam Sofer was bringing letters back and forth from Nos Nadla to the Nadi Yehuda and back to the Nadi Yehuda. So one of those correspondences, so the Chassam Sofer as a teenager showed the Nadi Yehuda this tshuva by the Raivid and the Tmim Deim, that the Raivid never meant that it's muta lagamre to be metame on the same day to another mace. He just said that he thinks there's no malchus. In Amosif to Maltamasa, but there is an Issa. But many assume that the Ravid meant to say that it's Muta Lagamri, so that we don't. So that's what it says in the Ravid. The Ravid argues with the Rambam based on a Sugya, how do you read the Sugya and how should you pass, and which opinion you should accept La Lola. So the Rambam says if the Koyin or the Nozir, same thing, he touched the mace in the morning, then he lets go, then he touches a different mace in the afternoon of the same day, so the Rambam says that he's Loike. And the Ravid says that he's Eina Loike, and many understood the Ravid, maybe misunderstood, that's how it says in Tmim Deim, many thought that the Ravid meant to say that it's Mutar Lagamre. So why is it? Why do they think the Ravid said Mutar Lagamre? Because he's not being Moisev Tum Al Tamasa. So the Shilti Giborim has comments on the side of the Rif. So usually he's quoting somebody, usually quotes the Riyaz, the grandson of the Tosfos Rid, Rabbeinu, he was named after the grandfather, Rabbeinu Yishaya Achron Zal. Shach writes in Yerideya that there are two people called Riyaz. One is Rabbeinu Yitzchak Gorzarua, who lived in Vienna, and one was Rabbeinu Yishaya Achron Zal, who lived in Trani, he lived in Italy. That's the grandson of the Tosfos Rid. So so usually the Shiltik Bon quotes the Riyaz, or he quotes the Rosh, or he quotes the Rambam, whatever. And once in a while he says something original on his own. So the Shiltik Borim on the first parak in Shavuos, when the Rif quotes some of the dinim of Tumas Kayanim, so the Shiltik Borim says that if you think like if you accept what the Ravid said, that if you're not being Moisev Tumal Temasa, there's no Isser for the Koyin to come in contact with the mace, the Yisr is only if he's causing himself to become Tamei. So then Mizmanazeh, nobody's being Masiv to Maltamasa. Even if the Kohen went to a funeral last year, his father died last year, he went to a funeral, for the rest of his life, we don't have any Paraduma water. So he's not being Masiv to Maltamasa. What do you mean? He's causing that he has to wait an extra day to become Tohar. He's going to have to wait a long, long time. We don't have any Paraduma. We don't have any Eifa Para. So he's not being Moshev Tum Al Tamasa. So he said, according to the Ravid, it should be permissible any coin who was once Metambila Meis, Behet or B'Yisr, should for the rest of his life, Bizman Hazeh, that Paraduma water is not available, should be Mutter for him to come in contact with any on the Meis that he wants to. So of course, we don't pass like that. We don't permit Kohanim to be Metambila Meisim. So the Rabbi Kivege quotes from the Marikasha, Hagos, or the Marikasha in Yerideya, that with respect to Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, which is only the Rabbanon, so then we rely on that Shilti Giborim who says that according to the Ravid, there's no Issa on the Kohanim's part to be Metamei, because you're not being Moshev Tum Al Tamasa B'Zman Hazeh. But since we don't have any Eifa Poro, so you can't be Metari yourself anyway. So you're not prolonging the days that you're going to become Tamei. Nunu, I'm not a Kohen, so it's easy for me to say that it's a Shvacha Heta. But the Kohanim should judge on their own. How strong a heter is this? It's a very, very questionable heter.
If you're an Eretz Yisrael, though, let's say you're mapping never to come in contact with the dead body, the moment you leave Eretz Yisrael, you really are. You're causing it to.
Right.
So then you should never be able to. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're born in Israel, and you're mapping never to come in contact with the dead body, then you should never be able to leave Eretz Yisrael.
Right. The whole heter only is if the Kohen once attended a funeral. He once went to Chutz Laaretz.
Yeah.
But if he was born in Eretz Yisrael and never attended a funeral of a relative.
Yeah.
Right, then there's no heter. Then there's no heter. Heter only is if he was once nit by the mace. Okay. That's not a reason to be matter. That's just the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen said to Rabbeinu Tam, it's unreasonable. The shita that he said is unreasonable. But this is, you put two and two together. A Cohen is not allowed to be matami the mace, and Mechutz Loretz is Tumah Seretz Amim, like a Beis HaKvaris. So here it's straightforward. His advice is what the Rabbeinu was. Rabbi Chaim Kohen disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. You can't say that a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a Cherov HaRek HaCholo. That makes life impossible. Whoever heard of such an unreasonable position? But over here, this is just a din. This is the din. So what did the Kohen answer? What did the kohen answer over here? Either Rebbe or Abchir, someone met a kohen who was either in a cemetery or was in Chutz Lor, Tumas Eretz Amim, and they confronted him and said, "You're a kohen, you're not allowed to be here." So he said, "I'm not a kohen. My father married a grusha, and all of the children are halolim." That's the halach. If a kohen is a balmum, he has kedushas kuna, just he has a psul, he's not allowed to be makom karbanos. But he's a full-fledged kohen, he's not allowed to marry a grusha, he's not allowed to be metamei lemeisim. He can do pidyon haben, he has all the dinim of kahuna if he's a balmum. But if a kohen is a cholol, that's what the word cholol means. Cholol means empty vacuum, empty space. He's emptied out from kedushas kahuna. It's paradoxical that the din is that if a balmum is a kohen, but he has a psul avodah. Now sheni ken a cholol is not a kohen, mam is not a kohen. He's allowed to be metamei lemeisim, he's allowed to marry a grusha already. So it's paradoxical that a kohen balmum who did avodah b'di'eved is avodas mechulalus. You have to bring the korban over again. But if a cholol did the avodah b'di'eved, avodas k'sheva. If anything, it should have been the reverse. One would have thought just the reverse. They didn't ask us. These are all psukim and chumash. That if the kohen is a balmum, even has a full kedushas kuna, just a psul to be makar karbanos. So that's possible even b'di'eved. Hashem kain if he's a cholol. So chol shabbat b'diyabat abaydasik shev. So machlek is hatanoim Rab Lezer Reb Yeshua, and we rarely paskan like Rab Lezer. Rab Lezer shamutu. He was from the Beis Shammai. So we rarely paskan like Rab Lezer when he disagrees with Reb Yeshua. Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. So he says, my father was didn't there. My father married a grusha, and therefore I'm a cholol. So I'm permitted to be metamei lemeis. That's a discussion in Achrayim. They have a discussion about that. What would the din be? Yeah, that's a very interesting discussion. Okay, so we had a break. We were talking about Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masor. Was talking about Rias Mumin on the Bchor Behemet Torah, all kinds of things under the sun, Hechsher the Kabbal Tumah, all kinds of fascinating talking, the Sisa, the Pesah. Now we got to get back to the topic of Sanhedrin, the Shnaim Shadonu, Dinaim Din. The Gemara says, Gufo Amashmo, Shnaim Shadonu, Dinaim Din. Usually, Rashi writes that usually you say, Gufo, if they quoted a memory of an Amora earlier and you want to elaborate on it, then you say, Gufo, let's go back. And if they quoted a Mishnah, they usually say Omamar, with more respect. The Gufa has less respect. That's usually the case. Rashi says there are exceptions to the rule. And others hold the Yad Malachi writes Fakert, that the rule is just the opposite. That Gufa is when it's a Mishnah, and Omamar is when it's an Amoira, and there are exceptions to the rule. Whichever way the rule is, there are exceptions to the rule. Anyway, here it happens to be Gufa, Amar Shmo, they're quoting the memory of Shmo. So the Gemara says, Rabbi had a kasha. How can it be that you say Shnaim Shadano Ein Dinayim Din? The Mishnah says if you add a bezna of three for Dini Mominus, there's a split vote. So it was 2-1, so the two win. That's the Pasuk. The original Pasuk Acharabim Lahatis only says by Nefashis, but the Gemara said on Gimel and Beis that it's a Kalvachimah. If you go Basaroi by Nefashis, you certainly go Basaroi by Mominus. What if the split vote is 2 say Chayiv and 1 say Zaini Adea? So whenever 1 says Zaini Adea, he can't be outvoted. It's a strange thing. Why? The worst would have been that if he said Pater, he says, I'm not sure whether Chayv or Pater. So if he says Chayv, all three said Chayv. Says Pater, it says 2-1. So whatever he's going to say is going to be outvoted anyway. No. If he says any of this, so you don't have a clash. You only go Basaroi when there's a clash between the two. There's no clash. He says any of this, so then he can't be outvoted. So the din is Yasifu Hadayonim. He started with a bezn of three, and two say chayiv, Reuben has to pay, and one says any adeya, so you have to add another two, and then you continue to proceed from there. So the Gemara, Rabbi asked Akasha, but if you tell me shnaim shadonu b'diyevet dinayim din l'chatchil, you shouldn't have. Nikra bezn chotzev, you shouldn't do it. But b'diyevet shnaim shadonu would be good. So if two say chayiv, and one says any adeya, it's already b'diyevet. The two already said chayiv. The other guy says any adeya, so we trust him, we take his word for it. He says, any idea, say any idea. Okay, so leave him out. And the two paskan chayiv, so shnaim shadonu should be good b'di'evet. So leave it the way it is. Why do you have to have yosif al-dayonim b'di'evet if you hold shnaim shadonu, the name din? So leave it the way it is. The Gemara says no. Shiny Hossam, that's seven lines from the bottom, the Meikora Daita, the Tlasa Yesivi. Since the Tlechatchile, they had a Kvias Yeshiva Beznav 3, so the Psak has to be issued by all three. So the one who says any there can't be outvoted, so you have to be Yosifu Adayon, Mishnah, you have to add another two, and then try to see how the Psak is going to come from there. So this, we raise the question, does this only apply if you have it's not a bezin, and if you have shloisha, then it is a bezin. So since shiny hosan the meikar daita the plus yisivu, they start off with a bezin. So then halacha requires that you have to have a psak from a bezin, even though it wasn't necessary to have a psak from a bezin. But if there was a kviyas yeshivas bezin on the case, then the psak has to be issued by a bezin. What if you start off, let's say, with ten dayanim, and nine say chayv and one says any dayan? So Dami Hacha, the one who says any day, can't be outvoted. So what? But you have nine dayanim. So would you say Shiny Hasa Meikar Daita Dasori Yisivu? Since they had a kviyas yeshiva bezin of 10, so the psak has to be issued by all 10. And if one says any day, can't be outvoted, you have to have yosifa dayanim. Or do you say no? It's only a din of shloisha versus chada shnayim. Shnayim is not a bezin. Shloisha is a bezin. So if there was a kviyas yeshiva bezin, in this case, then you have to have a psak from the bezin. You can't have a psak from a shnayim shadonu. That's not a bezin. That's a hirasi sevehetan. But once you had a bezin of 10, and you have 9 paskins, so you have a psak from a bezin. Maybe there is no such halacha that, however, whatever number it was in the beginning, whatever the tchilas yeshivas bezin was, the psak has to be issued by all 10. Maybe if you have 10 and 7 say any day, and 3 give a psak, then maybe the psak of the 3 is good. You have a bezin. Bezna of 10 is stronger than a Bezna of 3. So that's unclear in the Gemara. What's the din in such a case? Shain Hasan Meikora Daita the Tlasi Yisiru. What's the word Shnaim Shadon is Davke? Shnaim Shadonu. So Taisis proves in the Gemara, the little Taisis over here, and Hey Amebe Shnaim Shadonu. Lav Davke Shnaim, Dafilu Echod Nami, and they prove in the Gemara like that. Ben Parch Besamachavov, and Menalev, you see Beferish that is Lav Davke Shnaim. In the back of the Gemara, the Fei Naim, I think, tells you that the Yerushalmi says not so. Because on the first daf in the Gemara, Brochus, in Perk Shlosha Shochlu, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Shlosha Shochlu Kachas Chayov Mezam. If three people ate bread together, they're obligated to bench Mezuman. You're not allowed to bench on your own, they have to bench together Mezuman. So the Mishnah says if you have three, they're obligated. If you have less than three, there's no obligation. But is it optional? If you have two people, Shnaim Shochlu Kachas, is it a reshus lezamein? Or do you say no? There's only zimun if you have three or more. If you have less than three, there's not only there's no chova, not chayov lezamein, there's no reshus either. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, the shnayim she'ochlu mitzvah lecholik. It's not optional. You're not allowed to have a benching mezumen, and each one has to bench on his own. So the Rishalmi there quotes a machlokes amaroyim where the shnayim she'ochlu kachas Rishus Lizamin or not, what we have in the Babli also. Rishalmi says that it depends on the machlekes over here, whether Shnaim Shadon did aim din. So obviously Rishalmi thinks Shnaim Shadon did aim din is only Shnaim, not Echod. If Echod Shadon din or din, so an Echod doesn't bench Mezumin. Mezumin is only if you have at least two people, one is going to bench to be Moitzi the Chabura. So the Rishalmi is clearly not like the Babli. Taisis proves in the Babli that the opinion Shnaim Shadon and Deim Din is Lav Davke Shnaim even Echad. Shami holds as Davke Shnaim, and the Machlokes is that when you have a Mezumin, it's a new Din. It's Bichas Hamozim B'Chabura. We explained, we said the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran on the side of the Rift, quotes when the Rishalmi, that even though there is a Din of Shemer Kaina, that if someone else says Kiddush, someone else says Abdullah, I can be Yotzi of Shemer Kaina, someone else reads the Megillah. Parsha Zohar, I'm Yaitse, it's considered Shemeh Koine, as if I said it myself. But there are three halachas where Shemeh Koine doesn't apply. So one was Kriya Shema, you should be Mekabal Malcha Shemaim yourself, and one was Shemona Esrei. If you have Tzorachim, you should ask the Rebbe Shalom in person, don't rely on someone else. And the third one is when it comes to eating food, you should say your own bracha. You're eating the food, you should say the bracha before and after. So what do you mean? When it comes to eating food, you don't say Shema Kani. We do it all the time. One person says Hamotzi and everybody eats the challah. The answer is, the Mishnah says in Brachas and Beis or something that that din, one person can say Amos, everybody's Yotze, is not based on Shemei Kohenim. That's based on the assumption the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Hamoitze. It says in Shulchan Aruch, a question whether we should follow this or not. The Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch the following. Let's say someone says Hamoitze Lech Manot, and he's cutting the challah and he's eating a piece of challah. And I'm one of the listeners. I didn't nibble any challah yet. And I talk. I mapsik in between the bracha and my achilas challah. But I start to talk after the one who said Hamoitze, he already swallowed a little bit of challah. So the Rambam says that it's not a hefsek. I don't have to say Hamotzi over again. Because he doesn't explain why. What does it help that he didn't, that the one who said Hamotzi ate a piece of challah without being mafsik? But I was Yotzi his Hamotzi with Shemei Kohen. It is if I said Hamotzi and I talk in between my Hamotzi and my eating, the answer is not based on Shemei Kohen. It's based on a different word. You don't apply Shemei Kohen to Hamotzi and to Birchas Hamazon. That's the third exception to the rule. It's based on the word that the whole Chabura offers one Hamoitzi, and the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Birchas Hamazon. You have quite a few dinim like that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. There is a machlekes, an interesting machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos and Megillah, where they say, Shemei Kohen, if the person doesn't understand, let's say I'm saying Kiddush, and I don't understand what the words mean. I know that in the Kiddush, I'm saying Shabbos is a special day, holy day, you're not allowed to do malacha, and God sanctified Shabbos. I don't know the word, I don't know Hebrew, no. I don't know which word means what, but I know that's a general gist of what it says in the Kiddush. So the din is, what is in fulfillment of the mitzvah Kiddush? If he cites the Kiddush, even though he doesn't understand Hebrew, what about the one who's listening? In the days of the Mishnah Berurah, they would say the women didn't understand Hebrew. Today, some of the women do understand Hebrew, some of the men don't understand Hebrew. So if I say Kiddush and the listeners don't understand Hebrew, so are the Yotze with Shemea Kohen? Is that called Shemea? Shemea means you heard, or Shemea means Ani Mevin? Ani Shemea means Ani Mevin. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, because the Gemara says in Megillah that Haloes Shoshama Ashuris Yotze. A person does know a word of Hebrew, but he heard the Megillah that was read in the original Hebrew, so he's Yotze with Shemea Kohen. So the Gemara raises an issue. The Gemara says, it's okay, it's Pesumi Nisa. So it's a machlokes there. So Rashi says, you apply Shemea Kohen even if the person doesn't understand what he's saying, as long as he knows what it's supposed to be. And Tosfos says, no, that's not called Shemea. It's only called Shemea if you understand the language that he's speaking in. If the listener doesn't understand the language, it's not called Shemea.
Does the person who's saying have to understand it? Doesn't matter at
all. No, that doesn't matter. Shaz, the listener, is here to a Shemea Kainas. So Tosfos says, Shemea doesn't only mean if he's deaf and he knows what he's saying, it's no good. So even if he can hear, but he doesn't understand the language, hello Shemea. Shemea means you hear it and you understand it. If you don't understand, it's not called Shemea. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that even though Tosfos' opinion is that if you don't understand the language, you're not Yotze with Shemea Kohenet, but if you're benching Mezumen, and in the days of the Gemara, the practice would be only the Mezamen would say the Birchas Hamazon, the listeners wouldn't say a word. They would just be Yotze. So he says there, he quotes a Sefer Birchas Avram. Birchas Avram, the Shach quotes Birchas Avram. Shach lived in the 1600s. So Birchas Avram is a Sefer by a German Rav from Germany that was written in the early days of the Achrayim. In the early days of the Achrayim, all about Hilchas Brochas. Well, his name was Avram somebody. And he writes about, he's the one who says he doesn't like the Yekish Aminik, that when they come to Shul in the morning, they wash the Tillis Adayim at home when they woke up, and then an hour later, they say the Brocha on the Tillis Adayim. So he says, it's way Lachar Asiyasim. That's not right. He doesn't like that. Then he has comments on other Brochas. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from that Sefer Birchas Avram, even if you follow Tosfos' opinion that you don't apply Shemea Kohenet if the listener doesn't understand Hulo Shemea. Shemea means you hear and you understand it, but when you bench Mezumen, the listeners don't have to understand Hebrew. Why not? So the answer is because it's not based on Shemea Kohenet. The word of Birchas Hazimun, when you bench Mezumen, is the whole Chabura is obligated to offer one Birchas Hamazon. It's not based on Shemea Kohenet, because you don't. And it's only called the Chabura in the days of the Tanaim. It's only called the Chabura if Heisebu, if Yoshvu is no good. If the people are sitting on the table, it's not called the Chabura. Only if they're reclining, if they're eating in a reclining position. Tosis points out on that Mishnah in Brochas Daf Mem Beis that Bizmanos and nobody eats in a reclining position, only on Leil Pesach, and it's very uncomfortable. On Leil Pesach, so Tosis says Bizmanos, it's enough if you're sitting at the table. Yeshiva didan kehasei b'detu. By Yosef, they're sitting around the table. That's called achila b'kris. But let's say they're standing, they're not sitting. Let's say the father of the household is saying hamoitzi, the grandfather, whatever, he's saying hamoitzi. He's sitting, and everybody else is standing. So it's no good. Tosfos says it's I'm only moitzi the others with hamoitzi if they're sitting. We don't do haseba. At least yeshiva did not have to be sitting. You have to have the maximum of what's reasonable to expect of them. The maximum of the kris. In the days of the Tanaim, the maximum was they should be sitting the haseba. And in the days of the Rishonim, we no longer eat the haseba, so you have to be sitting around the table. That's called the kris.
Can't say by a kiddush that yeshiva that is everyone standing. That's like yeshiva
didan. Kiddush, the Gemara says, I can be mochi to someone else, not only with the kiddush, even with the bar piagafen, even though I'm not drinking at all. Yotza mochi.
I'm referring to like
a kiddush.
Yeah. Some people are standing. Can we say that's the minhag? Therefore, yeshiva didan
kilo. I don't think so, since there are chairs available, so it's possible to sit down. So you need the maximum that's reasonable to expect of them. So that people can eat, the people can have kiddush by their sitting down. Then it's halacha daf. You have to have the kiddush while you're standing. You can sit down also and have the kiddush. Some places have a sit down kiddush. Some places have a standing up kiddush. So that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They quote that Tosfos in Shulchan Aruch. They can only be moitzi the other people with hamoitzi. They can only bench mezumen if the people ate in a sitting position. Yeah. So the Yerushalmi says that the machlokes where the shnayim shadona, the name din is only shnayim, not yachid, and it's totally zed bezed where the shnayim sheochlu is a reshus lezamen anat. What's the connection? So the pashta says that by zimun, the vortis is biches hamozim b'chabur. So the minimum of a chabura is three. What if you have two people? Is that called a chabura? With a stretch of the mansion, is that called a miktsas chabura? So that's machlekes with the shnayim she'ochlu ka'achas is a rishus lezamein or mitzvah lecholik. There's no zimun at all. So Yerushalmi puts the two together. If it's called a chabura, then it's good for a bezin. Because the idea of a bezin is that you have a chabura of people and they discuss it. There's an exchange of ideas together. They have a whole masamat. So if you have three, that for sure is a chabura. That's a bezna of three. But if you have two, is that called a chabura? That you have a masamat, not a chabura? So that depends whether two is called a chabura for bench or not. But the babli is clearly not so. There's a point to the babli is that shnayim shadon is lav davke shnayim, chadnami kosher.
You have a chabura eating, let's say the way that like we would have on Shabbos here, that people would just come sit around the table, but not everyone's going to wait for everyone else to make one hamotzi for the chabura. Is it then not right to be yotze with somebody else's hamotzi? Each person should make their own hamotzi? Because if there's not one hamotzi being offered by the chabura, there might be multiple different hamotzis in one chabura.
So these two people are one chabura, those two people are another chabura.
So even within one chabura,
every husband with his wife, that's one chabura. The father with his children, that's a chabura. Make little chabura.
But even if it's not the same family, just like people sitting around,
yeah.
Make little smaller chaburas within the chabura?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Then the Gemara starts off, there seem to be three opinions by Pshara. Yeah, what is Pshara all about? So we discuss. Pshara does not mean an arbitration panel. And you just try to make peace between them. And some people think that a Pshara is you just split the money in half. He wants $1 million, he says zero. So he split everything in half. That's not correct. Pshara is assumed in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a psak of Yosher, psak of Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. There's Aloch of Din and there's Aloch of Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. There are more in Simon Yud Beis and Choshe Mishpat. There's a Simon Yud Beis, is a Simon about Pshara. So there are more quotes of Machlokes HaRishayim. Are you koifer people to go Lefnei Mishur HaSadin? If a person doesn't want to eat matzik, doesn't want to sit in sukkah, doesn't want to shake a lulav. So it says in the Gemara in Ksubas on the Af Pei Vav. You force the people to observe the mitzvah sater. If a person wants to do an aveira, a kohen wants to marry a grusha, or an eved ivri goes free after 6 years. So kol zman that he's still an eved ivri is muta b'shiv chaknayin. The minute that he's yotzei lecheiros after the sheish is up, so then he's no longer muta b'shiv chaknayin. So if he likes his girlfriend, he likes the Shivcha Ktana, so you have to tell him he's not allowed to remain with her. And if he does remain, so the Gemara says you beat him up. If not in America, but if the government is run by religious people, and most of the people are observant, and most of the people are not observant, so it's ridiculous. So you can't be kofa anybody to do anything, but the overwhelming majority of the people are observant, then you have to be kofa those who don't want to keep the mitzvah, so they want to do others, you have to be kofa them not to do so. So there is an opinion in Rishonim that just like you kofa on all the other mitzvahs, says all the other mitzvahs lo says, so you should be kofa on lefnim mishur sadin also. Lefnim mishur sadin is also a chiv. Haidat alam esadech ha-shiyoch ha-bo v'sal ma'isu she'yasun. Adech ha-shiyoch ha-bo z'din, ha-maisu she'yasun. So lefnim mishur sadin. And there are more paskins not so. The Rama says, no, we're not kofa on lefnim mishur sadin. Why not? So it's usually assumed that the reason why you're not kofa on lefnim mishur sadin is because if the fellow doesn't want to do lefnim mishur sadin on his own, he only does it because we forced him, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. The mitzvah going with lefnim mishur sadin is if you do it behitnat vut, you volunteer it on your own. Eating matzah, even if the guy, we forced him to eat the matzah and he's crying and he doesn't want to eat the matzah, why are you doing this to me? So bottom line, he has the mitzvah of eating the matzah, eating in the sukkah. He doesn't want to sit in the sukkah. We force him and he's screaming, he doesn't want to, but he eats in the sukkah. So he fulfilled the mitzvah, whether he likes it or not. But doing something, lefnim mishur sadin, the whole mitzvah is that you should have this sense that this is the right thing to do. So if the fellow doesn't want to do it, we just forced him to do it. So we have no right to force him because there is no kiyum mitzvah. If he didn't do it, it's not vut, then there won't even be any kiyum mitzvah. That's usually assumed to be the reason why there are more paskins than this machlokes harishonim, that you're not supposed to be koifa on pshara because you're not koifa lefnim mishur sadin. Lefnim mishur sadin, there'll only be a kiyum mitzvah if he does it behit not vut. So again, so the pshara, so we have three opinions in the Tanaim. Rav Elazar ben Rosh, Rabbi Yosef Glilias, in the second line from the top of Avodas, he says, "Also lefzoya, they come to a dayan for a din Torah. If they didn't come to Aaron Akoyin for a din Torah, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron Akoyin will do a mitzvah if he'll try to negotiate that they should go for some compromise, or go for some arbitration. It's not al pidin sure, a compromise, so make everybody happy. But Moshe Rabbeinu, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu for a din Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rav Elazar ben Rosh, Rabbi Yosef Glilias, is not allowed to suggest even that they should make a pshara. He has to go according to the din. The Estra din Torah has to say the din. So we don't accept his opinion. So the next Tana is of the opinion, mutar l'ptzoya, it's permissible. And the third Tana holds that it's a mitzvah l'ptzoya. That's how we paskin. What does it mean, a mitzvah l'ptzoya? So the Gemara says, not a mitzvah to pressure them to do pshara. A mitzvah l'memru l'hu, that's on the top line on Zayin and Aleph, mitzvah to tell the baladinim, to the two baladinim, Would you like to have din or would you like to have pshara? You're not mechuyev to keep on pushing them that they should agree to pshara. It's a mitzvah to encourage, to mitzvah to mention to them. There is an option of pshara if you want that. And pshara means a psak of yosher, psak of lifnim mishur sadin. It's an interesting idea that there's such a concept of adin Torah, of lifnim mishur sadin. There's a psak of din, there's a psak of lefnim mishur sadin, and there's a concept of yosher, which is above what the laws in the Torah say. You say the law in the Torah, in this case, is not yosherdik. That's what the first Tana says. How can you say that? That's a pikus. Rav Elazar ben Rosh, Rabbi Yosef Glilias. Also the tzoya, and whoever blesses the one who made a pshara, v'tzeh bech nietz Hashem. It's like a pikus. The Torah has all the dinim and pashtas mishpatim. And that's what Yosha dictates. You should follow the laws of the Torah. We don't accept his opinion. We pass on that there is such a thing of lefnim mishur sadin. That it's more ethical to go lefnim mishur sadin rather than to follow what it says in the Chumash. Yeah. Then Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Torah, I think. Rabbi Kivega and Chash Mishma quotes from the Torah that just like there's an iser of lasatu lasasu avol ba mishpat, there's an iser of hatoyas mishpat, if the dayan will falsify the psak, he knows what the din is, but he doesn't want to fight with the president of Yishul, he doesn't want to hurt the guy's feelings, so there's an iser of hatoyas mishpat. So too by a pshara doesn't just mean an arbitration panel, a compromise. No, pshara means a psak of lefnim mishur sadin. So if the dayan's ethical if he feels that Yosha dictates one way and he misrepresents, because he wants the rabbi to win the Din Torah, he wants the wealthy Balabas to win the Din Torah, he wants the politician to win the Din Torah, then Rabbi Kivegi quotes from the Torah, that'll be an Israel Hatoyas Mishpat, because the Pshara is not some arbitration panel, Pshara is a Psak. So there's an Isra of Lasas Ovel Ba Mishpat. It's also a Mishpat. It's a Mishpat of Lefnim Mishur Sadin. And that's what the later Acharenim say, just like there's a concept of Toye Bedar Mishnah Chayzer, if the Dayan made a mistake, on Vav Amin Aleph, the Gemara has, it's going to be a big sugya later on Lamed Gimel. So part of it is over here, if the Dayan made a mistake, Toye Bedar Mishnah, so then you just reverse the Psak. If it's a Toye B'Shikol Adas, then you don't reverse the Psak. So the Achrenim say that the concept of Torah B'Rai Mishnah even applies to a Psak of a Pshara. It's also outlandish, absolutely incorrect, then the whole Pshara is Batla Mevutla.
We're not supposed to look at the Balei Din, meaning like we're supposed to do the Pshara, the Yashar Psak. Then well, the story with Reb Chaim that you brought with the housekeeper and the brooch or whatever the item was, wouldn't that be considered a case of that where he's looking at the people involved, not looking at necessarily what would be the...
You're not supposed to look at the Balei Din and a Psak and a Din Torah. So it says you shouldn't favor the wealthy man and shouldn't favor the poor man. Shouldn't. But over here, if you're talking about a Pshara, what does Yosha dictate? So this maid was a very dedicated maid for this family for years and years. And this is the only thing that she had. Reb Chaim thought, and the family was so wealthy, it didn't mean anything to them to pay $100 for the jewelry that was lost. And this is all the woman had to her name. Reb Chaim thought that quirk of the din of Balavima, Lo Yishalim, is not Yoshadik. We don't even understand. We don't understand why should there be such a din of Balavima, Lo Yishalim. Yosha dictates that every shul should be Chai Beyonson, even if it was Balavima. So he says, since Yosha dictates against the din, so if you make a pshar, you should follow the Yosha. Yeah.
So that the pshar can go against Dinei Torah if it's not.
Be the opposite of a din Torah, yeah. And when they have a story berurim, when the two parties, Reuven and Shimon, sign, we are going to abide by the psak of the bezin which we chose, rabbis A, B, and C. So they usually write on the bottom that the bezin has a right to paskin either din or pshara hakreiv ledin, either pshara, wild pshara, whatever they think Yosha dictates, or pshara kreiv ledin. Sometimes you have a din Torah, but you don't really have proof for all the details. So women are going to testify. Salpidin, women are apostolators. Akroivim are going to testify. Say, Akroivim are apostolators. So that's a pshara akroivim din. You're really paskening what the din is. But strictly speaking, the din, you have to have two kosher edim every step of the way. So you're going to rely on roiv, you're going to rely on apostolator. That's a pshara akroivim din. So usually you authorize, you sign, you authorize the bezdin to give whatever kind of a psak they want, either din or pshara akroivim din. And then you add on also, Taisa says they don't think you go basarayv. The Taisa is Vavam and Aleph says. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You don't go basarayv. If it's a split vote in the Pshara, 2-1, so the two can't outvote the one. Because there's no conflict. They're saying, if they're talking about, what does the Torah say in this case? What does the Chosh Mishpat have to say in this case? So two Dayanim say Chai, one Dayan says Potter. So there's a contradiction. What does the Halacha say? So it's a contradiction. Then you say Acharam Lahatas. But if two say chai, one says any adeya, so there's not an outright contradiction, then the Mishnah says you don't go basar right. The one that says any adeya can't be outvoted. So even if it's two say chai, one says potter, but they're arguing about a pshara, does the Yosha dictate? According to my understanding, Yosha dictates it should be potter. According to your understanding, Yosha dictates it should be chai. So there's no conflict over here. I'm saying from my perspective, it could be that both perspectives are correct. There's no contradiction. If you're talking, what does it say in halacha? What does it say in Chosh Mishpat? So that's an outright contradiction. Two say Chai, one says Potter. It is a contradiction, so you go Basurai. But he's saying, my heart dictates that it should be Chai, and your heart dictates that it should be Potter. Okay, so they're all correct. I can't read your heart, you can't read by my heart. So then, that's what Tesis says, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood the Tesis. It's not necessarily what Tesis meant, but that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood it. That's like saying any of that. Yeah. So a lot of times the Balei Dinim don't want to have one Dayan torpedo the whole Psak. So they'll write it's a Bezdin, they could have the right to Paskin Din or Pshara, And if they choose pshara, is also okay. And you don't need a unanimous vote, even if it's a pshara, even though the din requires unanimous vote, we're prepared to go along, even if it's 2 out of 3. Yeah, usually what they do is when you have 2 out of 3 and the third guy doesn't want, doesn't agree, so he refuses to sign the psak on the bottom. Shtick. The din is the mechuyif to sign the psak on the bottom. You know, the Gemara says later on in Sanhedrin, if all three said chayiv, so then you're right. We came to the conclusion he's chayiv. If it's a split vote 2 to 1 and one didn't agree, so you don't say, and we all voted unanimously chayiv. You're right. Midivareinu, the conclusion of the bezin was that he has to pay. So you're not saying an outright lie, but the din is the third person who said potter was also supposed to sign along. You're not allowed to refuse to sign. That's the shtick that they have. Each baldin picks one zebor lech v'zebor lech, and then the boira that I chose, if he's not happy with the psak, because I chose him and he knows I only want to win, I don't want what the din really says. Everybody wants to win, so he'll refuse to sign the psak. So that's shtick.
Why do Hatayas Mishpat and Tos Bar Mishpat necessarily indicate that Peshawar is a psak as opposed to an arbitration panel? Maybe it's self-understood that the Balei Din are only agreeing to this arbitration on the condition that's going to be a normal, reasonable decision that's going to be.
Yeah, okay, but then it's not really that lav, it's a lav of Gzela. So it wouldn't be the lav of Hatayas Mishpat. It's a lav of Gzela. They're making me pay money, Shaloi Kedin, because it's not really right. They know in their hearts that the Yosha dictates the other way, or that the Peshawar should have been differently, and so they're stealing from me. But how do you say they're in violation of Asato Aval Ba Mishpat? So that the way the tour words it sounds like it's a psak. There's a din Torah of din. Yeah, there's an interesting halacha. If the Bezdin made a mistake, Torah Bidva Mishnah says Chayzer, he just back out. That's a mistake. It's a mistake. If they made a Torah B'Shikal Adas, also a mistake. What is Shikal Adas? A machloek is Trei Tanoi Trei Amaroi V'Leit Mehilchas Lo Kemar V'Lo Kemar. But the general practice is, the common practice is, they always pass like one shita. So that's also, so it means that that's not locha. So he made a mistake. Torah b'shikol hadas is called a mistake. He made a mistake. So why do you say over there that Torah b'shikol hadas, the psak remains? And then you discuss whether the dayanim have to make good or they have to pay from their pocket. If it's Torah b'dva mishnah is chayza, the psak is wrong, is wrong. So psak is wrong. If it's Torah b'shikol hadas, is also wrong. So the Rishonim explain why over here. We have a concept in the Gemara in Erevin on Yud Gimel and Beis, the end of the first parak. So the Gemara says, in the many disputes between the Bisham and the Besilol, so we have an expression, Eilu v'Eilu, Divi Elikim Chaim. What do you mean, Eilu v'Eilu? So in the context of the Gemara, the Pashto says, all it means is, when you discuss Beis Shammai's opinion, and you want to know my time in the Beis Shammai, you shouldn't think that that's bittul Torah, because we know we're not going to pass like Beis Shammai. It's also Divrei Elokim Chaim. I think by Lubavitch, only Divrei Elokim Chaim when you're learning Tanya. If you're learning Gemara, that doesn't count. The Gemara is your allowed to throw on the table. Tanya, you have to put nice on that table. That's only Dalar Aleph Chesed, Divrei Elokim Chaim. That's by them. Okay, that's a different hang-up. Tanya is the only thing. Tanya is more important than everything. Okay. But the Gemara says, Beis Shammai Shita, Zeilu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. So when you study the Gemara, even though you study opinions that are not accepted, it's Divrei Elokim Chaim, and it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But Halacha Lamai said, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. The Gemara said, Beis Shammai B'Makom Misil Ein HaMishnah. What does mean a Mishnah? So the Gemara, in the context of that statement, Beis Shammai B'Makom Misil Ein HaMishnah, that statement appears in Brochus Lamed Vav on the base, and the context there is that there's Halacha of Orla in Chumash Vayikra, in Parshas Kedoshim, says, Kisavoy al ha'aretz and etatim kol eitz meichel. He planted a fruit-bearing tree. V'aratam arlosa sholoshonim arein miyalachem lo yochel. The first 3 years, whatever grows, you're not allowed to eat. Sometimes nothing will grow. But even if the pears grow the first 3 years, you're not permitted to eat it. That's the isa. Orla, orla, zasa b'achila, and osa b'ano. Whatever grows after the first 3 years is not going to be orla. What about orla b'chutz l'aretz? So the pasuk only talks, kisavoy al ha'aretz. The din of orla and chum is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin that all of the agricultural mitzvahs only apply Minat Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs Hatliyus Baretz, Chavis Karka, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And there are a few exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Orla B'chutz L'aretz. Orla is night. So Gemara has a machlekes amarayim. Oil of b'chutz lo is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, or is it only mid-rabbanim? And it's a shaila how we pask in halacha. The Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch it's assumed that oil of b'chutz lo is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So the Gemara asks there in Kiddushin, how can that be so that oil of b'chutz lo is dar? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai means that it's a din daraisa. The Mishnah says in Mishnah is orla, in Maseches orla, that Safik orla beretz orla is also because Safik deraisa l'chumer, and Safik orla b'chutz lo is muta. So doesn't that imply that orla b'chutz lo is only mid rabbanon, and Safik orla is a Safik derabbanon l'kula? So how can you maintain an opinion? How can the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch assume that orla b'chutz lo is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Then it's deraisa. They should say Safik deraisa l'chumer. So the Gemara says kach nemer halacha. That's the halacha. That vado osur. So the Gemara says, Achidish, a few chedushim. Safik gadol b'chutz laretz, not only if it's a 50-50 safik, even if it's 90-10. The odds are 9 to 1 that it is orla. I don't remember exactly when I planted the bushes. I only go upstate to my vacation village in the summertime. And I don't remember which summer I planted the berries, the berries on a bush. That's din of orla. That's machlek, b'sham and b'sil. Well, the berries on a bush are bar pi rei, it's a bar pi hadoma. And the shayla whether it's because the din of orla only applies kisva, taitim kol eitz machal, you have to plant a tree. If you plant vegetables, there's no din of orla. So what if you plant a bush? Is a bush dina ke eitz? You say bar pi rei, or bush is dina ke vegetables? So we pass when a bush is an eitz, and the din of orla does apply, and you say ho eitz, and the berries that grow on the bush. So let's say the guy has bushes, berries on a bush. He doesn't remember whether it's in the middle of the 3 years or after the 3 years. So if he has a 50-50 Safka Shokol, so fine, that's Safka Gala B'chutz Lo'etz. What if the odds are 9 to 1 that it probably is Orla, but there's a 10% possibility that it's not Orla? So Gemara says, that's also included in the Safka Gala. Even though the Rav is Lahachmir, you don't go Basa Rav. It's what the Ran writes on the Rif, the end of the first parak in Kedushin, that's called the Safka Koldehu. It's not really a Safka Koldehu. Safka Koldehu is enough. So then the Gemara says, and even if it's a machlekes hatanoim, and the roiv say lechumra, that there is a din of orla, and the miut say lehakel, and in Eretz Yisrael, if this shaila would come up, we would say, you go basa the roiv of the tanoim. But safik orla b'chutz lo'etz, even a safik oldehu, so even if it's yochid b'makom rabim, even yochid b'makom rabim, if the yochid is mekel, that's also called a safik orla, safik oldehu. So what if you have a machlekes b'shamay and b'shilo? And we know the din is like Beis Hillel. But maybe you have the right to rely on Beis Shammai B'chutz Lo'aretz, because Halacha Keterah Meikel when it comes to Orla B'chutz Lo'aretz. So the Gemara says, no, that's not, because Beis Shammai B'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. We say, Eilu Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chaim, the original member, Eilu Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chaim Azan Beis Shammai. Yeah, that means when you study Beis Shammai's opinion, that's not an act of Bittul Torah. You're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you spend time and learn the shitas of Beis Shammai. But halacha l'maaseh, you don't follow Beis Shammai at all. They were outvoted and not followed at all. Yeah, but that's only Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel because they were together with Maimon Echad in the same base management, were outvoted. If you have another machlekes of Rishonim Achronim who lived in different countries, so no one was outvoted, so then you would say halacha k'divrei ha-meikel when it comes to Orla b'chutz lo'aretz, one would be meikel. So we have a whole list of halachas, the Mishkan and Yankiv has a sefer on Gemara Brachas that's called Koheles Yankiv. So on Daf Yud Aleph, he has a whole interpretation of a Gemara. He's in disagreement with a Tosis Pshat, and the Gemara gives his own interpretation of the Gemara. And he comes up with this idea that when you have a machlekes Yochid Keneged Rabim, and they weren't together in the same base medrash, that the Yochid should be outvoted. Different countries, are different yeshivas, that they weren't b'may menechot. So even though we paskin like the rabbim, but you say it, we're still treated like a safik koldehu. Maybe the halacha is like the yochid. So where is that relevant? That's relevant safik orla b'chutz lo'aretz, even a safik koldehu, and a machlekes yochid keneged rabbim is a machlekes koldehu. Where else in hilchas avelus the gemara has such a klal? Halacha k'divrei ha-meikel ba'ovel kol mokom shata motzi rabbi machmir miyochid meikel halacha k'divrei ha-rabim except for avelus d'omer Shmuel halacha k'divrei ha-meikel ba'ovel is based on a pasuk in Chumash that any safek koldehu and avelus, even though safek deraisa l'chumra, but even if one should assume that avelus is a din deraisa, the Rambam shita, the Rif, the Goyim, the Mechaber holds like that avelus yamrishon is deraisa, But still, there's a pasuk. Then any sofik called the hu, you go lekula. So if there's a machlokes yochid keneged rabim, that's also called the sofik called the hu. You have several halachas where if there's a sofik called the hu, so the halacha has what to say. So here the Gemara says, if the bezdin made a mistake to b'dvar mishnah, so that's choisa, that's an incorrect psak. If they made a mistake in shikal adas, shikal adas means it's a machlokes, and sugi and the alma is one opinion. It was never it mehilchas alahedya. They were never omdul aminyan. It's just assumed that Yochid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim, you follow the Rabim. But since they were never b'may merechot, so the Yochid Shita was never outvoted, it was never completely outvoted, so the Gemara says, if the Bezna mistakenly paskin like the minority opinion, then they realize, what do we do? The Sugya and the Alma is not so. So the Ran explains, the Chidush Ran, the Baldin who won the first time has a right to say, Kimlik, I'm muchzak on the money, he already got paid the money, he's holding on to the money, he has a right to say Kimli Kapsak Harishan. Since I'm Muchzak, I hold like the first sheet. Because there is a Sufik called the home. If it would have been a Toy Bidva Mishnah outright wrong, we absolutely don't pass like that. Well, it would have been Bishamakamisulaina Mishnah. The Bezna originally passed like the Bishamai. So Bishamai were not they were Omdul Aminyan with the Bisulan and they were outvoted. So then you can't say Elam Ela Divila Kim Chaim by Beis Shammai with respect to Halacha Maisa. You only say Elu V'Elu by Beis Shammai, that when you learn Shittas Beis Shammai, it's Talmud Torah. But the Beis Shammai Makom Mesulei Mishnah, you can't rely on at all on their Shittas. But if it's anything other than Beis Shammai, then the one who won the Din Torah the first time has a right to say, I'm Muchzak on the money, I want to hold like the first Psak of the Bezdin. The first Psak of the Bezdin was not absolutely Betois. It wasn't absolutely rejected. There's an Elu V'Elu over here. If he's a muchzak, yeah. The muchzak has a right to say, I hold like the first psak. That's what the Chidush Aran explains. That's why Tor B'Shikol Adas is not choizer. And then, but the Bezdin realizes that they were mafsid one of their mammon, and he made them pay the mammon Shloi Kedin. So then the Bezdin scribe to reimburse the Baldin from their own pocket, Medina de Garmei. Right.
If it's something that's mamish like 99-1 in terms of poskim, it wouldn't matter.
No, if it's only a sheet yichido, then the Beis Shmuel says that again you can't say kimliko or so sheet. And then the Beis Shmuel adds on.
But aren't you being motzi mamon al pi rov then? Because the person is motzi, and now you have the sheet
yichido. Yeah.
You're taking the
mamon. This rov you are motzi mamon. Some rovs are good to be motzi mamon. It's a very good rov you are motzi mamon. So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer writes that. Even if you only have a shita yichido, then you can't say kimli. The muchzak can't say aho like that sheet. So what if you have the Rambam and the Rimagash both say the same thing? So the Shmuel says that doesn't count as two, counts as one, because the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to his Pirush HaMishnah, he says it was so kofuf to the Rimagash that only counts as one sheet. The Rambam really disagrees with the Rimagash. Yeah, so that's a chiddush in the Gemara. There's a concept with that Torah b'dvar mishnah and Torah b'shikal adas. The Torah b'vashne is chayzer, even though normally when a bezin gives a psak, the case is closed. But if it's a Torah b'dvar mishnah, then everyone has to be chayzer. But if it's a Torah b'shikal adas, it's not chayzer. The one who is holding onto the money is muchzak, and he can taina kimli ka psak arishon. Yeah.
Is it Kohelis Yaakov was like chiddush applied to cases where, let's say, the two sides weren't in the b'bas achas, makom achas? But there was a psak later on from a sefer, because there was a chacham and the balmor and a rabbid. I think the rabbi also say that it's tvar mishnah. Let's say the shulchan aruch and paskin. They didn't say that, but let's just say the shulchan aruch and paskin. That would be a tvar mishnah itself. So the Kohelis Yaakov say that also applies. That the Kohelis Yaakov said that, or
that's a gemara later. The DVD dochma, a psak from the paskim hamel for some, that's called tvar b'dvar mishnah. Yeah. If it's a psak meforsim,
even if machlokas wasn't happening in makom
achas, even if
the original machlokas didn't happen, there was one people who said this here, people said this here, and a later sefer comes, so he would assume that right away. You could say kimli on, because there wasn't a machlokas, they weren't in the same base medrash basically.
If they were not in the same base medrash, then he has a right to say kimli. If they were in the same base medrash, the bishamay were outvoted. So then you can't say Kimli Ke Beis Shammai.
Even if let's say the Shulchan Aruch would come later and pass like one of them.
If there's a Psak HaMekubal now, then it's also, that's called Torah B'dvar Mishnah. That's called Torah B'dvar Mishnah. Yeah, yeah.
How are we motzi malon from the dayan? Clearly, he's also saying, kibli.
No, the dayan knows that he made a mistake. So the dayan should be honest to himself, and he should admit to the baldin, I made a mistake in the psak, I went through it again, and I have to pay you money. I can't make the other guy give you back the money, because he's muksak now, and he won the din tor based on the first psak. First psak was an error, but there was a shita like that, so that was Eluyeh, the divi l'kim chayim. So the baldin won the moment the first time around, in the first round, has the right to say, kimli, I hold like the psak of the bez. But the dayanim and the bez know that they made a mistake, so they have to make good, they have to pay from their pocket.
If another dayan, let's say, comes and makes a claim against this dayan. Another dayan from somewhere else comes and makes a claim against this dayan and says, you were told to shikol hadas. So, can he say that, no, I hold like minority opinion?
I don't know. Again, a bezin gave a psak, and another dayan, and then they didn't realize that they made a mistake.
That dayan is not willing to admit that he made a mistake.
And then another dayan comes and he says, you made a mistake.
Outside comes and shows him that he made a mistake, but he still doesn't admit it. He still says...
He doesn't admit it, so he doesn't have to pay. Okay. If he'll admit that he made a mistake, so then if he'll admit that it's a toy b'dar mishnah, so he'll just tell about dinner. You've got to give back the money. You can't say, kimli, the first psak was absolutely incorrect. But if it was only a toys b'shikol hadas, not clear, open and shut case, toy b'dvar mishnah, it's toy b'shikol hadas, so then the psak remains, and the dayanim have to pay from their pocket, because they were mafsid, they didn't get me. So they have to pay the loss that the fellow suffered because of them. Yeah, so this is a rich topic. Okay, Linetta, tomorrow we should continue on that topic. You got to run to Mincha. Well,
nowadays, the
Valley
didn't sign.
Yes.
For Shara. So that king then, after the sign?
Shara is binding, yeah.
Oh, I thought,
right. Shara
is always binding.
Right. So you have to make it.